This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Good morning, Melbourne and around Australia and the world if you are listening on the Joy app. It is the tag team this morning
all
with
three of us.
Larry Hunter and Davey Apprentice.
We're all back in form. Welcome back, Davey.
I'm better and feeling 100%.
Bring a little Danish jig there, I liked it.
We are ready for this morning. It is 6:35 or 5:35, but we're moving forward.
Ignore that feeling. It's Yes. We're calling it Yes 94.9 this week, all week on Joy, to get behind the Yes vote in the postal vote. Just in case you had any doubts about where we might stand on it, we're really coming out. We're coming out hard.
We're making it obvious.
Cracker show coming up. I need some advice from you guys. So I'm starting to feel a little. I'm feeling the subtle decay of age, and I'm on the precipice.
You've
of a
come
huge
to the right
decision.
Place, Hunter.
I'm on the precipice of a huge decision, guys, and I need you to push me over the cliff.
Oh God, I can't wait for that.
Oh, wow.
Happy to give you a push anywhere you like.
I've never seen you so excited, Harry.
I did a surprise. Did a romantic surprise, but the joke or surprise was back on me.
Oh, you are very romantic. Ooh. You're very romantic by nature. That's the Welsh, though, aren't they? Very romantic.
And if you're a Tigers fan, I have the world's biggest sports wrap coming
up. That's right. It's been a big weekend of sports.
Joy.org.au.
But in the meantime, guys, here comes Dave. He's coming across the field. He's got a hockey stick in one hand. It's winter hockey. No, it's summer hockey, which they play on a slightly smaller field. It's Dave Smotra.
Thank you, Hunter. And if you're a Richmond supporter, tune in.
Wait.
Oh, okay. What's happening here?
Sorry. I got the theme song. Here.
It's Dave Smotra.
Behind the Neverland, we'll find the foreign winner. We're from Tigerland. The Tigers, yellow and black, away from Tigerland. Come on, Cal, we don't want to miss our first footy match together, doll.
Sorry, we're gone.
Is that Kath Day Night? Is that the mother?
Yeah.
Kath, isn't it? Yeah, that's right.
Off you go.
To go now?
Yeah.
Richmond demolished Adelaide Crows at the G on Saturday afternoon by a whopping 48 points. No one saw that coming.
Tigers. Oh, I did.
You're quick to jump on the bandwagon.
Oh.
Were you at Adelaide last week?
No. I just know their song.
Sounds like you were Adelaide last week.
No, it wasn't Tigers. Yellow and black.
Oh, well. Okay, and Dusty Munn, he's had a massive year.
Dusty!
Not only has he signed the big contract, he's won the Norm Smith, he's won the Brownlow, he's won the club best and fairest, he's won the MVP award, he's won everything.
He's won. I even went and got a dusty haircut.
Hearts and minds is what he's
went and got a dusty haircut.
Not on your head either. NRL Grand Final, Melbourne Storm.
Storm.
They had the best season ever, and they capped it off with a 34-6 win over the North Queensland Cowboys. Billy Slater won the Clive Churchill, which is the best on ground. And there is a bit of Cooper Cronk's moving to Sydney to be with his girlfriend and may play somewhere else, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. Cronk's on the move.
Read how you want.
Cronk's coming the way to Queensland.
Billy Slater, also his career is yet to commit to next season as well. He'll be a big loss for Storm.
Let me say this, guys. As someone who knows nothing about NRL, I've got some pretty important commentary here. From where I'm standing, it appears as though the Melbourne Storm's in the final every single year. True or false?
That's 100% true.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
They're very good.
Also, Macklemore starred with the entertainment singing Same Love as well, which obviously got a bit of controversy in the lead up to that.
It was nice, though, wasn't it?
I liked it.
I watched it. Helped with the ratings. I mean, who would have thought I was tuning into the NRL pregame? But there I was.
And just to cap it off as well, Bernard Tomic has won his first ATP match win in 3 months.
After losing
4 in a row. So my man Bernie, he's back.
What's not to love?
Well, I'm sick of the media getting stuck into him, so I'm the only person in mainstream or community radio who's defending Bernard.
I like that. Yeah, get him. I mean, what's not to love? What's not to love about Bernard Tomic?
Nothing.
I can think of nothing at all. Right, well, let's...
And that's sports wrap. Well done.
Joy.org.au.
It's the tag team with Harry, Hunter and Dave, the Apprentice.
Thank God you started referring to yourself by your full title. That's what I like in a man.
Yeah, team player.
I actually go to the doctors now and they say, just write your full name down. I write Dave the Apprentice.
Yep, they'll say, yes, you've contracted it again, Dave the Apprentice. Have a have a sit down. We were talking the grand final. You were doing the sports report, Dave. And it may shock you to know, guys, that I was very, very into the final this season.
Really?
I was. I was watching it in the great suburb of Richmond. And then when they had the big win, I thought to myself, you know what? Let's go down into the streets.
Really?
Let's go and join the people. Oh, get amongst the proletariat.
You are a man of the people, aren't
I am a man of the people. I mean, I didn't want to, but it took some convincing. But before you know it, there I was on Swan Street.
Yeah.
The streets are filled.
I feel like you could just walk straight into the Richmond Cheer Squad and it'll just be seamless.
Fit right in.
Yeah, fit right in.
Let me tell you this about what was happening on Swan Street, okay?
Right.
Laws had gone out the window.
Really?
It was lawless. It was the Wild West out there. And hit me, this is one thing I learnt. A happy riot feels a lot like just a riot. That is true. Because I am way too sensible for that stuff. So when everyone's having a great time, I was actually checking for exits at one point. I was like,
really? This goes tits up. You are
nervous.
Out of there.
I was nervous.
I think I learnt the difference between, like, protests, right? And I think you can always tell a good protest from a bad protest with how the sign activity is going. Up and down. Up and down, shouty, that means angry.
Yeah,
angry.
I think so,
Side to side, sway. Yes. Nice, it's a nice one.
Sway.
Yeah.
There was lots of music going on, lots of chants, awful, I mean, they were great fun at the time, but on Heinz, like, really awful chants. All the barbershops threw open their doors and were doing free Dusty haircuts.
Yeah. Really?
I got very excited about that. I didn't know who Dusty was at that point, but I did a Google.
Slim Dusty. It was not Slim Dusty, by the way.
I'll have a Slim Dusty cut.
Got to have a drink with Duncan, because Duncan's my name.
There were people on the roofs.
Oh, my God.
They were, like, throwing down streamers. Everyone's like, look at them throwing streamers. I was like, they'll be throwing a beer bottle in a second. Get under cover.
Yeah. There's a reason why Richmond only win a flag every so often, because I just don't think Melbourne can deal with it every year.
Right. Handle.
No.
What I do want to talk about, though, is the romance of dating, okay? Because I want to know, you know, sometimes you go on a couple of dates with a man or a lady, and then after a couple of dates, you think, you know, this is not working out, okay?
Yeah.
What I want to know is, do you always have to have the awkward conversation and say, I don't want to see you anymore? Or can you just stop writing back to their text messages?
Well, my position is, I think I'm a big, what do they call it? Is it ghosting or?
Yeah,
I think that's the term. I'm a big ghoster.
Yeah.
I really am. And I do apologise. Like, I wish I could just do a public apology to everybody I've ghosted in the past. But
if only you had some sort of community platform with which to do a public apology, Dave.
Exactly.
The platform's yours, man.
Okay, let me just read some names out then.
Yeah, sure.
But I think if it's not going well, I think it's awkward. I think people sense when it's not going well.
Yes.
You know, they don't need to be told, okay, this is not working out. Great dates.
But let me give you a hypothetical, okay?
So
I think,
far away.
So first of all, how many dates do you have to go on before you definitely have to have the conversation?
Three.
I reckon three is a great number.
Yeah, I think three is a great number.
Okay, so Dave, picture this. If you can, in your wildest dreams,
his
imagine you and I going on a date, okay? Open your eyes. It's creepy with your eyes closed now. So you and I, we've been on two dates. So that's under your date threshold.
Yep.
Okay, the first one was okay. The second one was pretty average. But I quite like you. You just think that I'm a bit of a tosser. Right?
Yeah.
So after two dates, you just don't contact me. But then the next day I text you and say, Dave, had a great time last night. Can't wait to see you again. Let me know when you want to catch up. Is
that's
that okay
really
to ghost? What do you do?
I think what happens, you don't completely go off the radar, but your length of responding.
Oh,
maybe
good.
It might be like a 12-hour, 24-hour. So that it really starts to get draining for you to text me, and you start getting the hint fairly early.
Because I'd be panicking.
Yeah.
I'm used to you writing back instantly.
Because if I was really, really keen on you, like 30 seconds, I'd be straight back to you.
That's
Hunter,
right.
You were great last night. Love the pinot.
Love the what?
Pinot. The wine. Come on, guys.
That's your Pinot.
Well done.
Spanish.
I think the time zones.
That's a great idea. So you take longer to reply and get the message. I want to talk about ghosting, right? So when you go on a date with someone and then you get so into it and then you decide you're not into them anymore and you just walk away, right? You just don't tell them. You just walk away, okay?
Yeah.
Reed's done this recently. I mean, not so recently, obviously, before me, right? So he went on a date with a couple of people and then he just ghosted him and the guy texts him like, ignore him, never see him again, yada, yada, yada.
6 months later.
Oh, sorry, I've got to say that it was his barista. That's how they met, right? So he was a barista.
Oh,
right.
Got it.
So, of course, he ghosted him and then he couldn't go to the coffee shop anymore. Wasn't an option. So he just had to change coffee shops. So flash forward a year later, he walks into his new favourite ever coffee shop and who's behind the coffee machine? You'll never guess it. The same guy.
Oh, my goodness. Plot twist.
Joy.org.au.
Speaking of surprise, Harry, you've really gone out of your way this week to do a bit of a romantic surprise. Take us through it.
All right. So I haven't seen Holly in 5 weeks because she's been doing a regional tour.
You might not know this, Dad, but Holly's of the theatre.
She's doing a sort of
vaudevillian tour around the country.
It's a Shakespearean farce.
Yeah, she's dicking about doing a Shakespeare. She's off where she's been. She's been to the NT.
She's been Alice. Wyala,
Esperance, all the big theatre towns.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Can't move for crowd.
Sell out shows.
I mean, I don't know if you've been to Esperance, but they call it Australia's Little Shakespeare.
Yeah, they really do. They get around
it.
I'll
put it on my to-do list.
Yeah. Australia's Stratford-upon-Avon. That's what they call Esperance.
Yeah, it really is.
Can I quickly ask, where is Esperance?
No idea. Oh, WA.
So she's been away, and I was going to go this weekend to go and see her, but it was grand final, so...
bad luck.
Bad luck. But then after grand final, last week was, I think the most that we've missed each other, so I was like, right, well, I'm going to try my best to go and see her in Mount Gambier.
Right, not so far. A lot closer than Esperance.
Not closer than Esperance. 4 hours and 50-minute drive. So I caught up with my dad, watched the match, and then during the match I'd text her for her address, and then I was like, oh, but what's your room number? And then maybe half an hour later she rang me and she was like, hey, are you...
Sorry. You were getting a room number because you were about to secretly drive across the state.
I was going to drive across the state.
Surprise her. But a bit of a giveaway asking for her address, I suppose. Yeah. But what can you do?
I didn't know how else. Mount Gambier is a very big town, so how would I find her in Mount Gambier?
That's a fair point. Although all the town had probably gone and seen the show.
So well, yeah, exactly.
Has anyone seen Puck the Forest Fairy? And they'd be like, yes, down on Argyle Street.
Argyle Street. So how did this all cut?
So then she rang me and she was like, oh, are you gonna come and see me? I was like, nah, I'm not gonna come and see you. She was like, oh, good, because I'm gonna jump in the set truck on Monday and I'm gonna come and surprise you. And I was like, well, actually, I'm coming to see you tonight. And then she was like, oh my god, imagine if you've got all the way to Mount Gambier and I wasn't.
Could the clown car get all the way to Mount Gambier?
Just me and Molly. There was a lot of clown gear.
In effect, you kind of ruined two surprises because you ruined your own and you ruined hers too.
Yeah.
So did you see her in Mount Gambier?
Saw her in Mount Gambier and, oh God, I tell you what, the route that I had to take to get there.
Oh, okay. I'm with you there, Andre. I finally saw her after 5 weeks and let me tell you the route I had to take to get there.
Joy.org.au.
We've been talking surprises gone wrong, guys, and it reminded me of when I was a young man and I went to the circus. My nana took me to the circus.
You're a silly young man, Hunter.
Thank you, everyone. Yep. I went to the circus.
Yep.
And afterwards, my nana was driving home in a mysterious route. And I said, what ho, nana? Wherefore are we driving? Yep. And she said, to your surprise party at your other nan's house. I was like, to my what? He's like, to your surprise party. I said, oh, why did you tell me and ruin the surprise? He said, we got this far. I thought this was surprise enough. Then I got to the house and everyone was like, surprise! And I was like, oh, Nana already told me.
Tell you about a surprise party my friend was trying to plan, but so, so silly, had the actual birthday person in the Facebook group chat.
By accident?
By accident, yeah. So he started off the message saying, Anne's going to hate this, but by the way, we're having a surprise party for Anne's 60th or something.
I love surprises and I've never had a surprise party. I've never really had a party.
Well, I went to that party the other day where you dropped the trombone on the lady's head and hurt her. That was a party?
Yeah, but for a birthday, I mean.
Oh, like an event party.
Yeah, an event.
Well, yeah, you have your 30th eventually. You can have a party then.
Yeah, no, but it gives me... You know what I'm like with, group things. It gives me a bit of anxiety.
Right. Well, maybe Dave and I can organise you a surprise party. It can be a tag team 30th
party. That would be great
party.
Because it's just going to be Prue, Serena,
and what's wrong with that? Yeah, take it or leave it. What are you watering that down?
Joy.org.au.
We're talking all things marriage equality, and we thought we'd have a chat now about why the yes vote is important to us. So we're going to go around. It's going to be a little sharing circle, okay? So we can hold hands again, Dave, if you like. Harry, you won't be a fan of the holding hands, will you, babe?
No. Let's not hold hands.
Okay, no holding hands.
Okay.
Well, Dave, mate, you kick us off. How have you been feeling this week?
Well, I think it's actually been a really tough vote for everyone. So basically, I think we're in the bubble. So voting yes is straightforward. It's understanding. We all just get it. Mm. However, there's people outside our bubble who just don't get what this yes vote means. And I think marriage equality doesn't solve everything, but mm-hmm. it's definitely a great start. So I voted yes. I think there's people that I know who are close to my heart who have obviously been in relationships for, you know, 15, 20, 25, 30 years and never had the chance to marry. So I think part of my vote goes to those couples, but also probably the other half of my vote goes to people who are growing up, you know, that are probably not sure of their sexuality mm-hmm. at the moment. And I think we've all probably had trouble with accepting our own sexuality at times and probably gone through some tough times through our teenage years and coming to that terms of, you know, being gay or being lesbian. Mm-hmm. So I think it'd be great that if we can try and build a world for those young children to come into our world and maybe and make it a little bit easier for them.
Absolutely.
It's been tough for me personally, this Yes campaign. My dad's actually quite religious and informed me that he actually voted no in the campaign.
Wow.
Now, that's something really tough to take, I think.
Absolutely.
And like that's only about 9-10 days ago that he let me know that. But it's tough to now to think from that. Like the survey, and I know it's been designed by the Conservatives and all that, but there's been a lot of pain for me to cop that, but also there's been a lot of obviously more severe stuff to other people.
And were you surprised to learn that? Did you think that he would vote yes?
Or? I think we've talked about marriage equality probably for the last sort of 12 to 18 months, and I thought we've had some healthy discussions where I think when it would come to just at the end of the day, it's just a piece of paper, it is private. If he's ashamed to rock up to his church on Sunday and it's not something that he needs to disclose to his church. So
yeah.
I thought that maybe a family would be preferred over religion and just a quick vote yes. It probably doesn't mean much to him. He doesn't, you know, it doesn't affect him personally. Mm. However, it does affect me severely. So I thought that we'd got to that stage where a tick to yes wasn't a huge deal, but obviously it still is for him. Mm. So tough to take. And I think I've had some like discussions with family about, you know, what's the, you know, if I was to get married, does Dad get invited to that wedding?
Yeah, of course.
They're my thoughts that have gone through my head in the last week. So I think if we can just try and, you know, speaking about the children again, if we can get marriage equality through this year, it's a great start. Hopefully it makes it easier for the next generation.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's my reason.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for sharing that, Dave. I posted a status last week about how I was feeling, and I thought maybe I'd... it was on my personal Facebook, so I thought
that's
maybe...
Right. You put it out with a cute little photo of you as a, what, nuggety little tomboy, let's call it.
Yeah, got a football between my legs, standing in the garden, showing my muscles.
So showing your muscles.
So I thought...
Is that the stance where you flex your muscles out?
Yeah, yeah, classic. So I thought I'd share this. So this is a photo of me. I think I'm about 7 or 8 in this picture. I've always loved football, getting muddy and being outside. I was always told I was a tomboy because I liked those things, and I didn't like dresses, makeup, or learning how to French plait. I was told multiple times that I should have been born a boy by teachers at primary school. I was discouraged from playing sport because it wasn't ladylike, even though it made me the happiest. I ignored those things that made me happy because I didn't want to stand out. I didn't want to be different in the eyes of people that told me I was. I would play football and rugby in secret and be the only girl on the boys' team. The more that I'm defined by my sexuality... Ooh, it's got a bit serious, guys.
See, now you're regretting not letting us hold hands, babe.
I know, I really am.
Yeah, we need more than that.
The more that I'm defined by my sexuality and only seen as different, the more I want to reach out to kids like me. I'm not angry that the people who are paid to represent me aren't doing their jobs. I'm not angry that the people who would harm me or wish me ill because of who I love get to have their say about me. I'm not angry that there's a divide in a country that I've called my home for the last 8 years. I'm just tired and sad. Sad that other kids are going to question whether they're normal like I question myself, but I got to do that without a no campaign. I'm tired of having conversations where people say to me, it's your job to convince me why voting yes is the right thing to do. I'm tired and sad of sitting around a table with people and talking to them about marriage and babies, and then them turning to me and saying, I know it's hard now, but it's only a matter of time. It's sad that it's come to this, but it's not surprising. The thing that surprised me the most is how affected by this I've been. I've never felt more different than I do now, but I've also never felt more unique. Unique because I've learned to love my differences, not apologise or hide how much I love sport. When I was 18, I got a tattoo on my hip that says gay in Chinese writing. I thought I was a real culture vulture back then, but truth be told, I got that tattoo as an act of rebellion because I never thought I'd come out. I wanted a secret that was just for me. It was for me to know exactly who I was and not forget it. I'm currently getting laser tattoo removal because I'm out. I'm never going to hide who I am, and I'm not 100% sure it even says gay. At work today, I was asked what characteristics from my childhood I've carried through to adulthood. I'm still learning every day. I've never given up on being me. I've never stopped trying to do things that make me happy. I cried in front of my colleagues today, and I usually have a strict cry sparingly at work policy. But I can't hide how the postal vote is affecting me. Do I want the same rights as everyone else? Yes. Would I like to get married? Yes. Would I like to learn how to French plait? Maybe. Two of those questions are being decided by a survey. I've not written this to beg for votes. I've written this because a lot of other people I admire, respect, and call my friends have shared their stories. I wouldn't be doing my football-loving childhood self the respect, honesty, and compassion she deserves if I didn't share too. We're just people standing in front of other people asking to be treated the same. No more. No less.
Yeah,
good stuff, Harry.
Oh, that was beautiful, Harry.
It was really good.
And I love a bit of a Notting Hill reference at the end there.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favourite films. That's good. Well, I've been thinking a lot this week. I mean, you know, it's easy to talk about marriage equality a lot without actually thinking about what it means to you. And I was remembering when the debate sort of first came into the media, and I'm talking many years ago now, maybe like 10 years ago when I first started thinking about it. And I remember thinking that I wasn't that bothered by it. Like, I didn't think that we needed it. And obviously that's evolved greatly over time, and I think it's very important now. And I was trying to work out why I didn't get it at first. And I think the answer to that is similar to what you were saying, Dave, is that there was no role modelling of it. You know what I mean? As we were growing up, there were no gay people that were legally married anyway in Australia. And so because of that, I think that I didn't picture it as part of my future. And so I think what you said, Dave, is right, that this sort of marriage equality is really important for future generations because it does legalise, normalise our relationships. And then I think if I was, you know, growing up, you know, from this point on, then you would see that for yourself. And who knows what sort of mental health benefits that could have for people if these are sort of active and legalised relationships in society, and what sort of harm that could help prevent, you know. And on that note, I think it's probably as good a time as ever to announce that I'm having a baby.
Yay! An actual real life
baby. And, you know, that is going to be a tremendous baby in a rainbow family, and I want that baby to have, you know, all the legal or as much protection that the law and society can give it through that respect. So let's hold hands. Come on, let's vote yes. Let's get it bloody done.
Yay!
joy.org.au.
Have a look at me, both of you, okay? I want you to look at me. I want you to look closely. Okay. This is Dave. I'm giving you permission to perv, okay? Drink me in like a tall glass of water and then answer the question, do I need to go and get Botox?
Yes.
Oh.
That was yes week.
That was yes week.
Right. Quick.
No, it's just yes week. He didn't mean it, did you?
No, I didn't mean it. No,
because, you know, like, I'm starting to feel the crushing decay of age, I'll be honest, and I'm living with a doctor.
Oh,
and the doctor's gone off to do some Botox training.
He needs some mannequin.
He needs a dummy. He needs a dummy. I do have to pay for it, though. But just cost price, right? And I'm starting to look in the mirror. I'm doing the, you know, I've got a bit of the crow's feet. Mm. And some people have been saying to me that the sooner you start, the better.
Oh, really?
Well, one person said to me, the sooner you start, the better, because then you can't make the wrinkles. But then someone else said to me, but I started young, and then you're just constantly trying to keep up.
Yeah.
So how do we feel about cosmetic procedures?
Has this been in your thoughts for a while?
Oh, days.
Or just days.
Hours,
okay.
Probably.
4 days, 5 days. Mm. I don't know how I feel about Botox. I'm a bit on the fence at the moment. Harry, what do you think?
Well, I've got a couple of deep lines. I've got a big frown line in the middle of my face, and like that, sometimes when I'm just relaxed around my mouth, I'm like, oh, that's a deep line, maybe I should get Botox. And Holly's like, no Botox. It just means that you smile a lot. But then I'm like, yeah, but maybe it might be better. But I my brother's had it done.
Oh, of course he has. Silly question. Yeah. This is Morgan, Harry's gay brother. How's it going for him?
I mean, he just looks the same. Sometimes he just can't.
He looks a little.
Yeah.
He's a little stretched.
A bit tense.
Yeah, he's a bit.
That's how I want to look curious all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I always think it's a bit of a, once you start, it becomes a bit of a, you've got to keep doing it.
You'd have to get your boobs done next, Hunter.
Get it all done.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.